Our blessed eternal Father, we come before you this evening with hearts full of appreciation for the blessings you showered upon us in the morning. We are grateful. Lord, we thank you for stretching forth your hand to set the captives free. Lord, to fill with the Holy Spirit, to heal the sick, and to increase the faith of yours in the heart of your people to be able to get, Lord, the desires of their hearts. Thank you. We are back this evening to say we bless your name. Thank you, eternal Father, Lord. Thank you for the short break and the little time that we have to rest. And then coming into your presence, eternal Father, with a worship song and a special. All this prepared our heart, Lord, for this evening service that is though a short time. Lord, we believe, Lord, with your help, you will accomplish greatly to the glory of your name. We are looking unto you more for more of your blessings this evening. For you have said to your servant that our souls cannot be too heavy. And so we pray, gracious Lord. And because you said in your word, say, if we have the same test of us, the ones your desire, you say it will be more of God. Lord, we are not tired of this holy oracle. Lord, give us more of it. Lord Jesus, for the betterment of our souls. Lord, help us this evening, whatever the enemy wants to do to cheat us of the blessings you have in store, may you raise a standard, Lord. Give us grace, Lord, as free moral agents, not to cooperate with him. Thank you. At the end of the day, we know your name will be glorified. Help us to be blessed, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. We're going to read from Jonas as we open our Bible. We're going to read from verse 1, the chapter 1, from verse 1.
The book of Jonah.
Jonah.
Sorry, I thought I mentioned Jonah. Oh, sorry.
Wait, Jonah.
Huh? I mentioned it, but maybe it wasn't loud. So he confirmed me that I mentioned Jonah. Yes.
Jonah,
can you please help me increase this?
Yeah.
Jonas chapter 1. We are reading from verse 1. You see that it's too far. Okay. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying,
Je orojuwa to Jonah, oma Amittai wa,
arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.
Dide lo si Ninefe ilu nla ni ki o si kigbe si nitori iwa buburu won goke wa waju mi.
For Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
Ṣùgbọ́n Jonah dìde láti sá lọ sí Tarshish kúrò níwájú Olúwa. Ó sì sọ̀kalẹ̀ lọ sí Joppa, ó sì rí ọkọ̀ kan tí ń lọ sí Tarshish. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ó ń sáwọ ọkọ̀, ó sì sọ̀kalẹ̀ sínú rẹ̀ láti bá wọn lọ sí Tarshish, láti sá kúrò níwájú Olúwa.
The Lord had his blessings.
Jẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run kó fi fún kíkà àti gbígbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
God bless you. Let's sit down.
Olúwa yóò bùkún fún yín. Ẹ jókòó.
This evening, by God's grace,
ní ìrọ̀lẹ́ yìí nípa oore ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run,
just to trust the Lord to add a little to what we have had in the morning.
Dẹ́kẹ̀lé Olúwa láti fi ìbùkún sí àwọn kan láti fi kún àwọn kan tí a gbọ́ ní òwúrọ̀.
We are going to emphasize the topic we read from the sermon, a man running from the presence of the Lord.
A ti gbọ́ nínú ìwàásù.
We read.
A ti kà á nínú ìwàásù ọkùnrin náà tó ń sá kúrò níwájú Olúwa.
That is the title of the sermon for which we read the text.
Àkọ́rí ìwàásù ibi tí a ti mú àyọkàn jáde nìyí. Ọkùnrin náà tó ń sá kúrò níwájú Olúwa.
Yes, so we want to emphasize responsibilities.
A fẹ́ ṣe àtẹnumọ́ lórí ojúṣe.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that this has been, as Brosan was saying in the morning.
Èmi ò tilẹ̀ mọ̀ pé bí arákùnrin Sam ti sọ ní òwúrọ̀.
That he has, preached on some aspects.
Pé wọ́n ti wàásù nípa àwọn abala kan.
2 weeks and last week. 2 weeks ago and last week.
Níbi lọ́sẹ̀ tó lọ àti ọ̀sẹ̀ níbi ọ̀sẹ̀ méjì sẹ́yìn àti ọ̀sẹ̀ tó lọ.
Yeah. But that does not stop us from what we want, even if it's exactly what he said.
Bó ti jẹ́ pé nǹkan tẹ́lẹ̀ gbogbo nǹkan tí wọ́n sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ látó fẹ́ ṣe àtúnṣọ rẹ̀ o.
Yeah.
Èyí ò dá wa dúró láti má sọ.
God had a reason for that repetition.
Torí pé Ọlọ́run ó ní ìdí fún àtẹnumọ́ yìí.
But I do not think it's a repetition of what he said.
Ṣùgbọ́n èmi ò tilẹ̀ rò wípé àtúnṣọ ohun tí wọ́n ti sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ ni.
Yeah. This responsibility.
Ojúṣe yìí.
I want to emphasize mother's responsibilities.
Mo fẹ́ ṣe àtẹnumọ́ ojúṣe ti ìyá.
Yeah. So, and in doing this, it might also flow over to the fathers.
Níṣe èyí, yóò tiẹ̀ tún sàn dé ọ̀dọ̀ àwọn bàbá náà o.
Yes. God praise be to God.
Ògo ni fún Olúwa.
Yeah, and in the sermon, a man running from the presence of the Lord.
Nínú ìwàásù ọkùnrin náà tó ń sá kúrò níwájú Olúwa.
Paragraph 48.
Àkójọpọ̀ 48.
Yeah. The prophet says, we got so many things.
Wòlíì sọ pé a ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan tí a gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe.
So much responsibility.
Àwọn ojúṣe tí ó pọ̀ gẹ́ẹ́ tí ó pọ̀ tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́ẹ́.
That we have to face.
Tí a gbọ́dọ̀ dojú kọ.
Everybody has got to face a certain responsibility.
Oníkúlùkù lórí jorí ni ó ní ojúṣe kan tí yóò dojú kọ.
The prophet said, when you come to choose your wife,
Olí wípé nígbà tí o bá wá láti yan ìyàwó rẹ̀.
To get married.
Tó gbéyàwó.
Or choose your husband.
Tàbí tí o yan ọkọ rẹ̀.
You got to take our responsibility.
O gbọ́dọ̀ pa ojúṣe.
And then you must remember.
O sì gbọ́dọ̀ rántí.
Maybe you build a home.
Bóyá ọkọ ilé ìdílé.
Yeah, yes, a home.
Ìdílé.
It's a nice, pretty home.
Èyí jẹ́ ìdílé tí ó dára.
And then remember, as a married woman,
rántí wípé gẹ́gẹ́ bí obìnrin tó ti lọ́kọ.
Yes, you got to think of the responsibility of raising children.
O gbọ́dọ̀ ronú ojúṣe àti máa tó àwọn ọmọ dàgbà.
And you got to think of them pretty sleek walls are going to have little dirty handprints all over them.
O sì gbọ́dọ̀ ronú àwọn ògiri tí ó lè ní àwọn ìdọ̀tí àti ohun tí wọ́n lè fi ọwọ́ kàn. Àwọn ìdọ̀tí tí wọ́n lè fi kan àwọn
ògiri tó mọ́.
Ògiri tí ó mọ́.
Tó jẹ́ pé
àwọn ọmọ kékèké yìí wọ́n fi ọwọ́ ìdọ̀tí yí káàkiri.
They might take their pen or their biro or whatever and write on it.
Wọ́n sì máa fi kàn kan sára ògiri o, sára gànà o.
Then you got the responsibility of educating your children.
O wá ní ojúṣe àti tọ́ wọn.
You got the responsibility of clothing and feeding.
O ní ojúṣe àti wọ̀ wọ́n lásọ̀ àti kò sì máa bọ́ wọn.
Yeah, that's not only for the mother, that goes to the father as well.
Èyí ò ṣe fún ìyá nìkan, ó tún wà fún àwọn bàbá náà o.
Yeah, we're coming up. Everything is a responsibility.
Ohun gbogbo ó jẹ́ ojúṣe.
And it's so easy.
Ó sì rọrùn.
When the responsibilities face us.
Nígbà tí àwọn ojúṣe wọ̀nyí.
To shack from them.
Láti sá kúrò ní.
And we find out that the marriage is a responsibility in all manners.
A sì rí wípé ní gbogbo ọ̀nà ìgbéyàwó ojúṣe ni.
Ní gbogbo ọ̀nà.
Ní gbogbo ọ̀nà.
In all manners.
Ní gbogbo ọ̀nà ìgbéyàwó ojúṣe ló jẹ́.
Marriage is a responsibility in all manners.
Ojúṣe gbòógì gan ni ìgbéyàwó jẹ́ ní gbogbo ọ̀nà.
Marriage is a responsibility.
Ìgbéyàwó jẹ́ ojúṣe ní gbogbo ọ̀nà.
I hope we understand that.
Mo rò pé a lóye èyí.
Marriage is not just to have a wife living under your roof.
You have a husband, you now call a married woman, you have been able to come away from under your parents.
Yeah.
It goes, it is marriage, but it goes with a lot of responsibility, every aspect of it. You as a woman, married woman, you have a lot of responsibilities. Yes, responsibility to your husband, responsibility to your children. Just like the man too. He has responsibility to his wife, responsibility to his children. And each one will give account to God how they carry out their responsibilities.
Yes.
From the sermon, it shall be even as it was told me. Preaching 1850, August 18. The paragraph is not so clear, but. But I will. It's like the first part of the sermon. Good evening, friends.
Oh, Dabi, Yes.
Good evening, friends.
Okay,
I'm happy to be here again tonight. And I want to thank Brother Baxter for his comments, for myself, and for my mother. I want my mother to sit on the platform with me. If she will, she's as bashful as I used to be.
Tele.
Yes, and Sunday, when I am giving the last service, it used to be she would turn me over her checkered apron. She can still do it. That's the mother. You know, well, everyone thinks about their mother, you know. I think mother, the good true mother is the fifth gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, mother. Yes. Mother gets them first. That is the one who brings them up first. A mother. So it is a responsibility. Then from the sermon invasion of the United States, we are coming. Paragraph 244. Thank you. So you little mothers here this morning, that has been real mothers. And I know that so many of you, I think every one of you, let me tell you something. God bless you. You are the fifth gospel. Well, we've had that before. Yes, there's no mother here that does not know that she is the fifth gospel. Is there any mother here that does not know she is the fifth gospel? If you don't know, can we have your hand up? You know you are not the fifth. You don't know you are the fifth gospel.
Oh, my prayer warning, really can't. Only now was okay.
Okay, if you know you are the fifth gospel, raise your hand. Alright. I'm not seeing all hands though. That's what I'm looking for. Well, if you don't raise your hand, you are not forced to raise your hand because mother, the one that people who have children,
I'm not talking about your sister that are not married. You are not a mother yet. God bless you. God bless you. The prophet said, God bless you. The prophet said, you are the fifth gospel. Yeah. The fifth gospel is a responsibility. Being a fifth gospel is a responsibility. Yeah. And in the sermon leadership, okay, before we go there, let's follow this up. I think, let me tell you what now for your children. Just a little thing. Brother Neville will probably preach on about mother tonight, or whoever. One of us that preaches, all right, about mother. But listen, let me ask you something.
Don't move on yet.
Here, the prophet is trying to show us why the mother is the fifth gospel. We have read it earlier. Where it is the mother that gets them first. It is God's design. Yeah. Once the baby is born, it's in the hand of the mother. The mother pays the child, takes care of the child. That is why the man has to do something else. Yes, he's not going to be babysitting the baby. Yeah, it is the woman is designed to nurture the baby. Yes, she's the one. Once the baby is born, the baby is handed over to her. She starts taking care of that baby. The baby grows, being close to her. The father can carry the baby, but not as much as the woman will carry the baby. It is the mother that will sing to the baby. It's the mother that will laugh to the baby. Will be queen to the baby. She will be doing a whole lot. You will see how the woman will be laughing with the baby as the baby is growing up. She will be putting words in the mouth of the baby. Am I correct? She will be putting words in the mouth of the baby. That is why the prophet told us that the type of a woman that you marry, matters. Because the way she is, that's the way she will raise your child. You cannot help it. It's the way she is. That is how she's going to raise that child. If she is carnal, she's going to raise the children carnally. You cannot help it. Praise be to God. So she has access to the baby. Play with the baby. And when the baby is about to start walking, she's the first to put the feet of the baby down. Even when it's not time for the baby to walk, she will carry the baby a little and be trying to help the baby to walk a little. Even the man will say, no, don't the baby. They said, don't worry. Yes, the baby is still gradually, she will be helping the baby. She will be helping the baby. Helping the baby. Until the baby is able to stand up without touching anything. Our focus now, this afternoon, mother's responsibility. Now, once the baby is growing up gradually, And the baby is able to hear one word or two. If she's a Christian mother, she will be mentioning Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those are the words that we put in the mouth of the baby. If she's an unbeliever, it is what the music you'll be singing to the boy
or
to the girl. And that's what the child will grow up to know. Because the woman, what she has is what she's going to give to the baby. Now we go back to Mary's, Moses' mother.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, let's have it. No, continue. Yeah, that's what I said. You should pause it before. Just roll it. Remember when Moses was a little boy? Yeah. It was a mother who gave him his instruction. Yeah. It was a godly mother who took little Moses on his knee, on her knees. And said, Moses, he taught him all. She was his teacher. Under Pharaoh. And said, Now these things. Moses, someday you are going to deliver the children of Israel. You are the boy that is called. Keep yourself pure and unspotted from the world, for you are the one, It was the role of the mother, as we were told. What the step Moses took in Egypt to kill the first Egyptian, it was based on the knowledge that his mother put in his mind. Yeah, what has been taught by the mother, that you are the deliverer of the children of Israel. So when you saw an Egyptian fighting an Israelite, the mother taught him to know that he was an Israelite. Yes, and God had a promise for the children of Israel. And that one day God is going to deliver them out of the hand of Egypt, and will take them to a promised land. So make yourself pure, because you are going to be their deliverer. Hear that by intellectual knowledge, which that is what you are supposed to pass across to your children. That is the role of the mother. Is to teach your children the word of God. Alright. No other place do we know where he ever went to any seminar, any teaching of all, all that he ever got. He stayed right in Pharaoh's palace, which was a heathen, but his mother taught him. Yes. That's a real mother. So a real mother will look for time. No matter how busy the mother is, she's going to look for time to teach her children the way of the Lord. It's a responsibility that God gave to her, and she's going to answer before God. That is why the prophet said marriage is a responsibility in all manners. She taught him the precept of the Lord. She told him how he must be holy. She told him how what he must live. How what God must do. What God will do for him. And he struck with Moses all the days of his life.
Ó sì wà pẹ́kí pẹ́kí pẹ̀lú mo èyí sì wà pẹ́kí pẹ́kí pẹ̀lú mo ṣe ti gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀.
Kò fi sílẹ̀. And any good true loyal mother.
Ìyá tó tọ́.
Any good.
Ìyá tó tọ́.
True.
Ìyá rere tó tọ́.
Loyal mother.
Tí ó jẹ́ olóòótọ́.
That will take her little babies.
Tí ó sì mú àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ kékèké.
Instead of send them to picture shows and dances.
Kàkàkì yàtọ̀ fún pé kọ́kàn rán wọn lọ síbi tí wọ́n ti máa wòran ibi ìwòran àti ibi ijó.
Yeah, and so forth like that.
Àti àwọn kan bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ.
And she will put them on Allah.
Tí ó sì gbé wọn sórí egun rẹ̀.
And teach them about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tí ó sì kọ́ wọn nípasẹ̀ Olúwa Jésù Kristì.
He's a real mother. The prophet said that is a good, true, and loyal mother. Any mother that wants to be a true, good, and loyal one will teach her children in the way of the Lord.
Will
not allow the children to be running up and down. Will have control over them at all. Because they are under your care. The husband must have gone to work. Yes. He also has responsibilities. But as the fifth gospel. So the prophet made us to know that before they know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you are the first that they know. Yes, you are the first person that they know. So the impact you have on them, yeah, it's going to last very long. What you teach them is going to stay along with them as the fifth gospel. Alright, let's move on. Here the other day, I was talking to a mother on the telephone. And the mother said, oh, Brother Bill. She said, my poor boy is in trouble. She said, oh, what trouble is in him? I said, yes, I know about it, sister.
Yeah.
And she said, he may be wrong, I don't know. Say one says this and one says that. I don't know. But say no matter whether he's wrong or right, I love him. There you are. I love him. He said to his mother, say, that is the boy that was wrong. After the mother stood with him. He said to his mother, he said, I've been so deceived by this and that. Yes. Mother, I believe you are about the only sweetest sweetheart I really have. A woman that is true to me and sticks to me. That's mother's love. That's a real mother that will put her arms around her baby regardless whether it's wrong or right. She goes right on through. If a mother can think that of her baby, how much more will God think of his? You see, you stay right with him. Go right. Praise be to God. Now let's just tell you another mother. Right quick in the Bible before we close. There was a mother called Herodiah. You know, that's what we are saying. Whatever is in the woman. That's what we train the child with. We know that story of Herodiah. John the Baptist preached hard one day. When Herod was there. And he spoke direct. It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Yes. John the Baptist preached to direct to his face. And of course, Herod didn't like it. But he couldn't do anything. And all along, it has gone like that. So one day, Herod was celebrating his birthday. And he invited his nobles and the rest of them. And the Herodias' daughter danced before him. And Herod was so impressed. Till he spoke to that girl and said, look, if whatever you ask to have of my kingdom, I'll give it to you. And then the mother went on and said, look, go and ask for the head of John the Baptist. That's a mother. When the king gave a promise to the half of my kingdom, she wasn't the daughter of Herod. You know, the Bible calls her Herodias' daughter. The woman was the wife of the brother of Herod. Whether his brother or his younger brother. Whether his elder brother or his younger brother. Because he was in position of power. Women. Men. When they don't know God, they can do anything. Power is devilish when you don't know God. Power corrupts. And absolute power. When God is not behind the person, when God is on the heart of that person, he will use the power to make life difficult for others. And because this woman was in position of power, she has the go and ask for the head of John the Baptist in the charger. And the girl was she's so unwise. And she went straight to the king. I said, give me the head of John the Baptist in the charger. Somebody that would have been half rich, half richer than the king himself, because she will have her own investment plus half of the kingdom of the man. To the half of the kingdom. But she forfeited that because of the advice of a mother. Now, what was she going to do with the head of John the Baptist? Was it eatable? What was he going to eat? What do you want to go do with it? She did not ask her mommy. What do you want to do with the head of John the Baptist? What do you want to do with it? And by the time the head of John the Baptist was given to her, and she went to give it to the mother, what did the mother do with it? That is the type of a woman that did not raise that child. She was a dance star. What she taught the girl is what the girl displayed. So there was nothing better that she could offer the girl. She raised the girl up in a way that the girl trusted her so much. That is how we must train our children to trust us. The mothers, don't lie to your children. Whatever you say, keep your word to those children. When you say you will do this for this girl, I will do this for this boy, keep your word to them. What you cannot do, don't promise it.
Because they will learn how to be truthful from you. Not only the mother, even from the father too. The child will come to you and say, "Daddy, come and buy me an aeroplane." Explain to the child what aeroplane is. But what I will do is that if I have money, I can buy you toy aeroplane. Don't lie to pacify the child. Yes. Because Abraham warned us that, you know, that one of these, the people that taught about Santa Claus, when they were saying that was, yes, the prophet said, if finally the children get to know that it is all friction, that there's nothing like that, he said one day they will ask you. I guess Jesus Christ is also a friction. So that is why it's not good to lie to them. So we must be truthful. You must tell them what is right, what is correct. Like the Rosan was saying in the morning. A sister was visited by another sister. And the sister was inside. And then the children were in the sitting room. And the sister met the children and said, "Oh, how are you? Where's your mother?" I said, "The mother was inside. Go and call your mother for me. I want to see her." And when the children went inside to go and meet the mother, when the girl went inside to call the mother, the mother said, tell her I was not here. Thinking the girl will present it in a way, not the way she said it. That the child will lie. But the child didn't know how to lie. That was what exposed the sister. If the child has imbibed that system of lying, you know the child can come and tell you that my mother is not at home. My mother is not at home. Because she's been hearing that from the mother all the time. If anybody tell them I'm not at home, don't say I tell you, just tell them I'm not at home. So the child will have been used to that. That child wasn't used to it yet. That's why she said, my mother said she's nothing. You know? My mother told me to tell you that she's not here. So that tells you the child was innocent. And that is the beginning of corruption. So a mother like that has already started misleading the child. That woman is not a true gospel. When your child and another child fight, get into fight. And you side your child against the other child, you are not a true gospel to your child. When your child brings anything home that you didn't buy for him or her, yeah, you must challenge it and collect it from the child and take the child and take it back to school with that child. And then my child brought this thing home. I don't know how he or she got it. Next time, the child will not bring anything that is not his. But sometimes we overlook a whole lot of things. The little time, one day, Joseph, Abraham's son, came in. And he made a statement. Abraham did not repeat that word because the prophet said it was so bad to hear it. Yes. That if you should hear it, you not like it. Abraham said, "What? Where did you get it?" He said he found out it was from the school. And Abraham warned the child. Don't say that. We don't say that in this house.
Praise be to God.
We are saying the responsibility of the mother. The responsibility of the mother is to teach the children Bible studies.
Yes.
That is the way you can be a true gospel to them. You can be the true fifth gospel to them. Sit them down. The prophet said, carry them on your laps if they are still that little. Or if they, yes. And then open the Bible and read the Bible to them. And now, that places demand on you. A responsibility, yes. That you too, you have to read your Bible. The Bible you are going to share with them, you must also have read it. Yes. You must have read it, understood it. If you have questions about the part you have read, ask your husband. If your husband does not know it, ask the pastor. And then the pastor will give you the right interpretation of that in light of the message. So that you don't tell your child your idea about the scripture. Yes. And not the way you feel, not the way it appeals to you. The fifth gospel. So the mother must be sure that they teach their children Bible message. Tell them message stories. Stories in the message you can pick. Stories in the Bible you can pick. To draw lessons for them to learn. A mother who does not read the Bible, how is she going to teach the children Bible? Can somebody answer that? What is she going to do? What you don't have, can you give it? So that is not possible. Yeah, the prophet talked about the prophet said that, oh, I have so much responsibility. I don't have the time. I have to attend to this. I have to go to my shop. I have to go to my work place of work. And when I come back, I'm so this. The prophet spoke about Susan Wesley. In the sermon Jehovah Jireh.
Ninu iwasu Jehovah Olupese.
Preaching 1961.
February 9. Osu keji. Ojo kese osu keji odun 1961.
Yeah. 610209 paragraph 143.
Kojopo eta le ni ogoji.
143. Yeah. All right. We are in the Laodicean Church Age. How many will recognize you are in the Laodicean Church Age? Oh, brother. Let's do something about it then. Let's do something about it. Let us not be caught in the kind of condition with Christ outside trying to knock to get in. Let's let him in. We've been in him. Then we are heirs of everything. All belongs to us. Oh, I love that. Every promise. Oh, in a couple nights later, after I got through with this, I want to bring him down to on Mount Transfiguration. Yes. Show what God did to him there. The blessing of his son, like we heard in the morning. Watch how he takes other sons out and does the same thing. Oh my, what great riches is in this Bible. Quit reading the old funny stories. Quit reading the old funny stories. Quit looking at old no good television programs. And get back to church to praying. And so you say, a woman said, well, I just can't find time to read my Bible to my children. You see? Are you in that condition? You don't have the time to gather your children together? No time. Yeah, hear the prophecy. Why? Susan Wesley.
Mama, Wesley.
She had 17 children. In another place, it was
19.
So, I was trying to reconcile them, but I said, okay, let me just leave it. We can do that later. And she spent 3 hours a day. She has 17 children. And she spent 3 hours a day with no modern convenience. You know when we talk about convenience? Today, no tap water. You will get to understand that now. If there is no tap water, what about the toilet, which is part of the conveniences? What about the toilet in the house? No. No toilet in the house. No washing machine. No nothing. She has to wash for these children. She has to fetch water. She has to bathe for these children. Take care of them. Susan Wesley, she has 17 children. And she spent 3 hours a day with no modern conveniences. She didn't press a button to wash their clothes, wash her dishes. Yeah, she has dishes to wash. She didn't turn on a tap and get a little water out like that. She packed it from a spring in an old wooden bucket. And the grand diaper, pack it from the spring and raise 17 children and could spend 3 hours a day in prayer. What did she raise up out of it? A John and a Charles. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Certainly, men that shook the world in their days. A mother of 17. What time will she have to take care of those children? Well, I'm not with you in the Sunday school, the children's Sunday school. But I think it is time that the mothers wake up. Because these children that you see, they are the adults tomorrow. It is what we invest in them today. That what we parents will meet tomorrow. God helping them. God helping them. The Bible says, teach a child in the way that child should go. Yes, and when she grows up, when he grows up, he will not depart from it. The prophet says, even if he departs, what has been planted in him or her is there. It will hunt after him or her. He or she will know if she is doing wrong that she's doing that against a use of a better knowledge. That I was taught right. I was taught better. What I'm doing now, I'm wrong. But that's better than a child that is not even placed on the right footing at all. Yes. And the father too, you have to help your wife also. You must have discernment as well. Because the prophet told us, you are going to give account of your wife. Yeah, why your wife will give account of the children? Yeah, because every woman, every mother, let me say, yes, we give account of the children that God has given her. Yes. And you, father, you have more responsibility than your wife. You will give account of, she will give account of herself to God. Your wife will give account of herself to God and give account of her children. You will give account, you father, you give account of yourself. You give account of your wife. You give account of your children. You cannot leave the training alone for your wife. You have to monitor, you have to supervise how is your wife training them at home. How does he teach them Bible studies?
Báwo ló ṣe kọ́ wọn ní ẹ̀kọ́ Bíbélì nínú ilé?
You must supervise it.
O gbọ́dọ̀ mójútó.
That's why he falls on you.
Ìdí ló jẹ́ pé ó wà lórí.
You cannot just leave her. Because if the children are not well taught.
Torí tí àbá káwọn ọmọ dáadáa.
It still reflects on you too.
Yóò wà sórí ìwọ náà fúnra rẹ̀.
So you must monitor. And tell, ask her, have you done your Bible studies? What about the Sunday school? What about the Sunday school lesson? Have you taught them the Sunday school lesson? If she said, well, she has not, what are you looking for? And most times, most parents, it is Sunday, it is Saturday evening, they begin to rush to come and teach the children at the memory verse. It is wrong. And then you want them to memorize just like that? It's not by magic. So you have to take time during the week. Maybe at least twice in a week. At least twice in a week, let them go through their memory verses after their lesson. As much as you are committed to their, you know, physical education, you must be concerned about spiritual life too. Yeah, because that will make them to become good boys and good girls tomorrow. Praise be to God. Reading from question and answer on Genesis. Oh God, let me give you the date. Date 5307:29. That will be faster. 5307:29. We cannot run from our responsibilities. We cannot push our responsibilities to another person. God has designed it that way. That is the role of the mother and the role of the father. Just like Brother Sam said that he talked about, you know, what the man is supposed to do and what the woman is supposed to do. Are you there? Paragraph 74. Paragraph 74. Now, I think that will get that. Man and woman. Now, a woman, let me get this in right good now. So you can see it. See, woman is subject to her husband. Woman. Not just Gegaba. Gegaba is lordship. To lord it over forcefully.
Yes.
And the Bible said that a man should rule over his wife. But how they have changed that? The woman rules over the man. Yes. Now you stay home, John. You are not going.
Oh no.
You can imagine a woman telling your husband that you are not going anywhere, sit down in that place.
Did you use your
name? A man that will listen to that. The bro is a sissy. Brassam said in the morning that you ought to change your clothes. Get her own gown, wear it, and give her your own clothes. So that you change your position. May God not make us to be corrupted. You see? And that settles it. Yes, yes, my dear. The husband said, yes, my dear. But let me tell you something, mister. Let me tell you something, mister. You are going to have to answer for your wife. But your wife is never going to answer. Is never going to have to answer for you. You see, you are the head of the woman. And God is the head of the man. Therefore, he said, let the man cut his hair because of Christ. And let the woman have her hair For if she calls her here, she dishonors her husband.
Jẹ́ kí obìnrin kó sì da irun rẹ̀ sí. Torí wípé tí ó bá gé irun rẹ̀, ó ṣe aláìlúbọ̀wọ̀ fún ọkọ rẹ̀.
You see what I mean by what the scripture says?
Ẹ ti rí nǹkan tí mo gbèrò nípa nǹkan tí Bíbélì sọ.
That is it. It is the responsibility of the man.
Èyí jẹ́ ojúṣe ọkùnrin.
To, you know, guide his wife.
Kó tọ́ ìyàwó rẹ̀.
Yes. Guide your wife, and you also must be spiritual.
Ìwọ náà tọjọ́ kùn yóò sì
kọ́ sẹ́yìn. To be able to do that, because if you are not also subject to Christ.
Tíwọ náà bá wà ní abẹ́ tí Kristi ò bá jẹ́ orí fún wọn náà.
Yes. You are also not going to be a good example to your wife.
Kò sí bí ìwọ náà ti fẹ́ jẹ́ àpẹẹrẹ rere fún ìyàwó rẹ.
You also lord it over your wife.
Oh.
Yóò jẹ gàba lórí ìyàwó. That is when you will now lord it over.
Ibi tí ìjẹgàba ti wá jẹ ní ìyàwó torí pé kèsè Kristi ló ń darí ìwọ náà.
Yes, you will rule your wife by fears.
Ọkàn máa lo bó ṣe wọ̀ ló ṣe ń ṣe kò
dé nípa pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run. And that is why marriages are the way they are. But when the husband is subject to God's word, he rules the wife by God's word.
There's not going to be,
there's not going to be chaos in the house. I give you that promise. Pastor used to sing, Jesus in the family, happy home, Jesus in the family, happy home, Jesus in the family, when Jesus is the husband. If it's in the husband, it's not in the wife, where he still controls the home. Yes, because the spirit of God, even if the spirit of God is in the wife, and the husband is not Holy Ghost filled. Christ will still rule that family. You know why? The wife will live by the word towards the husband. Yes, because she is under the control of the Holy Spirit. By that, she will bring the husband to his knees. You know, remember the story of that drunk man with that sister. That's the true example of a home where the husband is not a Christian and the wife is a Christian. Yes, may the Lord be our help. It's a responsibility. If we have been shaking in our responsibility, as the prophet emphasized here, and the sermon running away from the presence of the Lord, let's wake up. You must teach your children Bible studies. Yeah. Teach them Bible studies. Teach them their, you know, Sunday school lessons. Let them know it. Let them know it. And you'll be happier. Let's bow down our heads. If a man knows that he's going to give account of his life to God, he's going to give account of his wife to God, and he's going to give account of his children. If he knows, if he truly knows and believes it, yes, if he knows it by revelation, he will wake up. If a woman also knows that by revelation, she will factor it into her program. Yeah. Because she's going to give account of her children to God. What we ask you, as the fifth gospel, what have you contributed to the life of these children? Can your children, if they are called in the secret, and they are hatched in the family altar, do you do family altar in the house? Does your mother sleep in the family altar? Does your father sleep in the family? Does your mother teach you Bible studies? Does your mother prepare you for Sunday school? Brother, remember, preparing your children for Sunday school is also part of your responsibility, not your wife's responsibility alone. Yes. May the Lord be our help. If you need more grace, as a mother, as a father, if you know you have been shaking in this responsibility, and you children too, when they ask you to come for your Sunday school lesson, they will have to use cane to make you to stay cool. Repent. Ask God to help you and give you grace. If you need that grace, grace is available. While I ask the associate to.
Ati amo isin wa si idaduro
is on account of time that
je nitori akoko
we just add part
takabiko abala
responsibility
ohun ti awon oju se tumo si
definitely we still have another 1 hour or two
isun ke ta ba ni bi wakati kan si tabi meji
we still go further and further
ask to test waju how test waju si
which all of us know and our conscience bears
witness.
And God is going to ask us based on those things that we have been taught.
If there
is someone that would like to remember this
word,
as we commit ourselves to God, God knows. God knows. Yes. He knows. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have just had. Lord, centering our responsibilities. The scripture talks about it. Your prophet spoke to us about it. And Lord, the member of the fivefold has brought it, O God, to us. Lord, also as a reminder of things that we have known before, your spirit has brought it this evening for us to reconsider it, especially those who are having little children, that it's not late for yet. They still have this great opportunity to be reminded this and to make sure that they don't shirk on this responsibility. For your prophet said that the decision we make today will determine what will be in the next 5 years. These children that are being nurtured today, if they have been tomorrow, they will be grown up and adults. The women, the female among them might be somebody's wife, while the boys might be somebody's husband. They will have to build their own home also. And the things that they have been taught, like we learned that George Washington said that if there's any credit to be given, to be given to the mother who taught him Bible stories and made him what he is. He's one of the very best presidents of America. We are grateful unto you for the message of the hour, who has told us, fathers, mothers, children, ministers, our responsibilities. And Lord, your prophet said that it is easy when we are faced with them to shirk them. Lord, we don't want to shirk our responsibilities that your word has given unto us. Whatsoever be our excuses, they will not be acceptable before you. We pray you will help us, be gracious unto us. If there is anywhere we have shirked
and faith in our responsibilities, we ask for forgiveness. And Lord, we thank you for those that you have helped, and they have good testimonies as a result of this, and they are asking for more of your help. May you come and help your children the more. Master Jesus, these words we have heard may not pass over our head. We ask that your spirit will water them in our hearts, that there will be fruits of righteousness that will come out of it. Let it be, dear Father. We pray, dear God of heaven, that you will strengthen and replenish your servant, Lord, that you have wonderfully used to bring your word unto us. May you bless him and little the honor of his ministry. We are grateful unto you for the entire day, right from the Sunday school, Lord, to the morning and this afternoon show, evening service. The worship services, the testimonies, the special numbers, users of instruments, interpreters, deacons, and trustees, and usher, and Lord, different people you have used in so many ways today, those who led them to call upon your name and ask for your blessings for these services, we are grateful for everyone. May you bless and replenish your people. It's our prayer, dear Master Jesus, that when that day shall arrive, none of us will be found wanting. We want to thank you for your children. Lord, for the love that they have for each other. May the love grow stronger and stronger, Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. This new week that we have started, Lord, as you have started it with us, with your blessings, may you continue with us, with your blessings. Guide us and order our footsteps. Be with students, be with workers, be with business people. Lord, be with, oh God, little children that is still maybe at home. We pray, therefore, that you watch over everyone. Prosper the business people, Father. Grant your name mercy to travelers. Have your way, dear God. The sick and the afflicted, may you perfect their health. Not only here, but everywhere your children have one form of sickness or the other. Satan trying to torment your children. We rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Make your children whole, dear Father. The servant that went to Bakata to bring him back safely, Lord, every other servant, wherever those on missionary journey, may you watch over them. Thank you, King of Glory. Lord, when we come back on Wednesday by your grace, may you take us to higher heights, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
God bless you. I have forgotten the morning that Brother Joseph Oyedepo sent greetings to the church.
Mo gbagbe ni owuro pe arakunrin Joseph Oyedepo won fi kini ranse si ijo.
Well, I was talking with the minister and he was talking of the possibility of passing this way next Sunday.
Won ni awon ba ai ranse Olorun kan soro won so pe o se se ki awon o wa si bi ni ojo Sunday to go.
If that happens, and maybe he decided or agreed to talk to us, then it means that we will have to take a lot of. Yeah, we have not concluded on that aspect.
But
just to prepare ourselves ahead. Yeah, let's have it in mind that in case we have to take a love offering next Sunday, have extra something inside your pocket,
that
we put for that. And the Lord will bless it. We want to appreciate a sister who gave lunch for the ministers and the officers today. She said that's a New Year appreciation to the ministers and the officers.
For
their service to the people. The Lord bless the sister and reward her.
Olorun yo buku fun arabirin na o.
I have said tentatively.
Let me just
say. Promise of free lunch for everyone against next Sunday.
O se se.
Barring last moment change.
O se se ki o je ofe ko wa fun gbogbo eniyan ni ojo Aiku to nbo. Ayafi to ba yi pada loku o.
May Lord make it possible.
Je Oluwa je ko se se o.
Because I think it's better is possible than negative. Isn't it? Whether you answer or you don't. I can answer for everybody. I know that we will like it. I know we are even already expecting it. Yes. God bless you. And then, if you as a person, you are not able to come, we eat your own with ours.
God bless you.
Shall we rise?
259.
When Jesus comes to reward his servants.
Nígbà tí Jésù wá bá dé láti fèrè fún ìwọ àti èmi.